This week's parasha begins with the tragic story of the Meraglim, the infamous sending of the spies. Klal Yisrael were only days away from entering Eretz Yisrael, when Moshe Rabbeinu sent off 12 spies on a mission to scout the land. The pasuk states, "Vayishlach oisa Moshe lasur es Eretz Kanan." They began their mission and went with a list of questions they wanted answered. Ureisem es haaretz mahi, to see what kind of country it is. Are the people who dwell in it strong or weak, few or many? Are the towns open or fortified? Not unlike baseball teams or warring countries in contemporary times, they send advanced scouting to investigate and research the other teams or other nations' strengths and weaknesses. Likewise, Moshe sends spies to find out if they can defeat this nation. What weapons will they need? How much manpower? What's our strategy to conquer the land? When the 12 Meraglim returned from the 40-day tour of Eretz Yisrael, they presented to the people a scouting report of their findings. 10 of the Meraglim came back with a negative report. Yes, the land does indeed flow with milk and honey, and they even showed them remarkably plump and robust fruits. However, they said, the land is unconquerable. The people who inhabit the country are very large and powerful, and the cities are fortified and impenetrable. Only Yeshua and Kalev took a different view. They said, we can win. The land is extremely good. Hashem is on our side, and with His help, we can't fail. The Ramban asked the obvious question. Why were the Meraglim faulted and vilified? Moshe gave them a mission, go and scout the land and give us a detailed report. He instructed them to make their own observation as to what will await the Jewish people upon their arrival. And this is exactly what the spies did. They came back with answers to all of Moshe's questions, and they reported what they perceived to be the reality of the situation. If Moshe expected them to sugarcoat and cover up their observations, he should have never sent them in the first place. So why were these men faulted for relating what they had seen? So I saw a powerful idea, and this is also a great lesson in Betachen in general. If the Meraglim had merely related to the people a true report as they saw it, everything would have been fine. But they did more than that. They used what they saw as an opportunity to present their own opinion and force everyone to surrender, saying explicitly, we're facing a major crisis, we have to abandon our dream and destiny of entering Eretz Yisrael. This is similar to when someone asks information about a boy or a girl for a shidduch, and the person will say, he's a nice boy, but he's not for you. You can do better. I can't see them as a couple. Or, I don't see her fitting into your family. No one asked you for your analysis or for your prophecy. They never asked you if they will fit into the family or not, if you can do better or they can do better. All I asked you is to tell me about the boy. What are his aspirations? Who are his friends? Is he a Balmidos? Is he a Reish Shemayim? Just answer those questions and nothing more. Don't play God. Give the information you were asked and let Hashem do His thing. Had the Meraglim returned and reported the facts, we observed mighty people and well-protected cities that would have fulfilled their task perfectly. Now, Klal Yisrael would have understood that their task is to do their shtadlus and devise an effective strategy of how to go about the challenging mission that lies ahead. However, the Meraglim never gave them that opportunity. In fact, after their initial report, they laid it on even thicker. They said, Eretz Acheles Yoshvehu. This country devours its inhabitants. And then they delivered the Makkah Bepatish, the final nail in the proverbial coffin. They said, Lo Nuchal Nalos. We can't go ahead with this. The moment they said, Lo Nuchal, there's no way we can do it, they swayed an entire nation to abandon their destiny they were promised. By uttering those dreaded words, Lo Nuchal, they essentially inculcated deep within the psyche of Klal Yisrael that we're helpless. We have to surrender. However, a Jew never gives up. We always have faith. We have hardships. We have challenges. But we never throw in the towel. When your mindset is hopelessness, it projects it from your very being. That negative energy is palpable to the point where other people will sense that as well. They reported, V'sham re'inu sanafilim. We saw giants over there. V'ni b'neinu kachagavim. And we looked like grasshoppers to ourselves. They already had preconceived notions. And therefore, we must have also looked to them like grasshoppers. And it became a self-fulfilling prophecy. The Gemara in Soita adds something very frightening. When the Meraglim said, Lo Nuchal, the Meraglim meant something a lot more disturbing, much more sinister than what we perceive, they said. When they said that the people occupying the land are stronger mimenu, they didn't mean that the people are mightier than us, Klal Yisrael, but rather, they are stronger mimenu. They were referring to Rabbeinu Shlalem. They said, the conquest of Eitz Yisrael is beyond the capacity of mimenu, the Almighty Himself, Rahman and Atzlan. By abandoning their faith, they not only lost their morals and values, they even lost their common sense. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.